With KAZU News, I'm Scott Cohn. For nearly 40 years, Santa Cruz County has been trying to revive daily passenger rail service for the first time since the 1930s to reduce traffic congestion. In 2012, the Regional Transportation Commission, the RTC, purchased the 32-mile rail right-of-way that runs the length of the county with a plan to turn it into a commuter rail line with a trail alongside. Today, there's still no train. Only about 2 miles of trail have been built, and the project has hit a crossroads. A new RTC report puts the cost of the train service alone at $4.3 billion just to build it and another $30 to $40 million a year to operate it. When it opens in 2047, the train would run twice an hour and carry about 5,000 passengers a day between Santa Cruz and Pajaro, compared to about 100,000 cars today on Highway 1. I recently sat down with RTC Executive Director Sarah Christensen. I began by asking her whether the rail project is still viable, given the new numbers.
I would say with enough community support and enough funding support that this project is viable, but it is an expensive project. So it's not that it's infeasible, it's just that we're, in order to fund this project, we're going to need to really prioritize it, potentially over other needs in our region. We would definitely need a new revenue source, most likely in the form of a sales tax measure.
Getting back to, what this all buys, does it make a dent? Is it going to make a noticeable difference in traffic in the county?
Whether this region, likes it or not, we're going to grow, right? And so we have an opportunity to do so in a really smart and sustainable way. Maybe we don't today have the population to have huge ridership numbers that you see in urbanized areas, but the long-term vision is, if we can develop the land use around the stations in a really effective way, it could really translate to high ridership in a really beneficial and sustainable way to move around our county.
I guess, is there a plan B, given what the more that we're finding out about the cost benefits of this project?
You're right. It is a long-term project. If everything kind of falls into place perfectly, this facility would be operational by 2047. So that in itself, that's more than 20 years away. So, we'll see. We got to take steps towards delivering this project if we're serious about the project. And we'll find out, I think, soon enough.
In a related development, the City of Santa Cruz is asking the RTC for a plan to open a small section of the right-of-way in the Seabright neighborhood as a temporary bicycle and pedestrian path while the nearby Murray Street Bridge is under construction. But even that project is full of financial and legal challenges for Christensen and her team.
And we're just here to help if there's a way forward with the Murray Street Bridge to convert it. The RTC is definitely supportive of that.
I guess it all really speaks to just how this is the life that you live every day, I guess. The complexity of mass transportation in Santa Cruz County as it grows.
Yeah. And it all kind of works together in a comprehensive system, and it's not just one mode of travel that the RTC prioritizes. We prioritize all modes. And, that's been our approach for decades. And, there's never a dull day or a boring day being here at the RTC.
That's Sarah Christensen, Executive Director of the Santa Cruz County Regional Transportation Commission. The commission will have to decide by this fall whether to fund the next phase of the rail project, starting an environmental review. In Santa Cruz, Scott Cohn, KAZU News.